What's up, everybody? How y'all doing today? Come on in, come on in. Come in the room, everyone. Welcome to this live today. I'm excited. I'm really happy. I'm motivated. I'm encouraged. I had some coffee. So, I'm excited. Let me give you guys a few seconds. Thank you to everyone that is tuning in to our podcast. Thank you to everyone that is on our Patreon. Oh my goodness, you guys are really surprising me with that. So thank you so much. You can support for as low as $1 up to $15, up to $30. So on our Patreon, we talk about all things God, family, and business. I don't bombard everyone with stuff on here as much as you probably think I do. But if you want to learn about chickens, gardening, if you want to learn about family, if you want to learn about business tools and tactics and things, support our Patreon. Like I said, you can start for as low as $1 all the way up to, $35 or $34.99, something like that, okay? But yes, you guys, today's topic is this your business or is this just a hobby for you, okay? Because I've told you guys plenty of times, if you treat this like a business, it'll pay you like a business. And this is actually coming from a conversation that I had with someone, and they've given me permission to talk about this via live. So we're going to use different names, different scenarios, but it's still on the same premise of real life situations. Okay, you guys. So I really need you to get ready for this. Get your pens, get your notepads. But first, let's get a word from our sponsors.
There comes a time when a paradigm shift happens and you have one of two options. One, recognize the inevitable changes and prepare for the future. Two, allow for change to occur around you and become a prisoner to the future. With nearly 500 years of experience watching how the rules of the game change, we now have an opportunity to build and control our future. A future that brings us back to our true frequency, supporting our families and our communities so they thrive and prosper. Now don't get it twisted, African people have been the wealthiest people on this planet. Mansa Musa's wealth was around $400 billion. Don't let this social structure make you believe that Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos are the wealthiest people ever. No, we got that one. We excel in everything we do when we believe in our abilities. So, now is the time. We can take Blockcoin and show the world that when we believe in community and group economics, anything is achievable. Blockcoin is the crypto for the culture.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, you guys. So if you haven't already, a lot of you say, oh, I missed out on Bitcoin. Get into Guapcoin. They call it the black people's crypto. Okay, you guys. So we're trying to build something big. It's a lot of big people in there, investors. And they're legit. They do everything the right way. So I know some people get scared and they get tight when they hear black folk and money. But there are some people out here that are integral and that you can trust, okay? And so I'm grateful to be a part of this and to be growing. You never know what will hit, you guys. And so you got to learn how to throw all your seeds out there. And something will harvest. The harvest will come. Just be hopeful, all right? I know a lot of doom and gloom happens in our lives. But let's be hopeful. What are you doing to set yourself up? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. What are you doing to prepare yourself, to get yourself ready for real business, okay? So if you're going to do this thing, if you're going to do the thing, I was almost cussed. If you're going to do the thing, let's do this for real, okay? And let's put on the big boy boots and let's get this done, all right, you guys? So we must understand, okay, that there's levels to this, okay? So please hear me out. I want to lay a little bit of some foundation for you. I don't want you guys to think I'm bashing you or saying stuff like just trying to say, oh, you like how when, you know, you're feeling bad, someone just says, oh, I'm praying for you, get over it. It doesn't really mean anything, but you know, they're saying something to try to help. We're not doing that today, okay? So I want you to really hear what I have to say. So we're going to start on the foundations of certain things, and then we're going to work our way up. If you have any questions during this, go ahead and ask them. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Go ahead and let me know where you're from. And thanks for watching the replay, all the those that will be coming on. I'm sorry, this coffee got me jittery. I'm about to run around. Lord Jesus, let me slow myself. Whew. All right. Understanding, guys, that there is levels to this, okay? So please hear me out. When you first start, when you first initially start, I said this a few weeks ago, it's most best for your first year to really take that money and to invest it into your business, invest it into equipment, invest it into saving for payroll eventually and things of that sort, because the very fact that we had invoices and things saved up during the summer, and a lot of times when we didn't even have official partnerships with people, we still made invoices, we still did receipts. Because of that, I was able to, it was easier to apply for cars and for housing and things of that sort, because I had more of a backtrack and receipts and such, okay? So this ties into what I'm saying. When you treat this like a business, it will pay you like a business, okay, you guys? So there's so many different benefits. There's so many different things that you can utilize to grow and to level up, okay? So when you save receipts, when you do taxes, when you are registered, okay, we talked about how to get registered. So you go do your business, you can go on Rocket Lawyer. I'm not sponsored by them anyway, they can if they want, but Rocket Lawyer, LegalZoom, things of that sort, you can go in there and they do all the back work for you. They become your secretary person and all of that, or your officer. They become all of those things for you, and your liaison, it helps with your mailing and your all that, filing the taxes. And you can do QuickBooks, which will help automatically do stuff for like your payroll and things of that sort, you guys. So there's levels to this, and when you really work on building your systems, okay, this is where there's true true wealth, true health at discretionary time, okay? Our mission right there, okay, you guys? So because, and it, reason why I say that is, when you have these systems, you don't always have to do it. People can follow what you do, and then you can capitalize and build from that. So, you know, we have multiple things. We're an enterprise. We have a conglomerate of businesses, all right, you guys? So, in these conglomerate of things, my health and wellness business, I have the opportunity to make residual income, to unlock passive income, to unlock certain things. So, how do I do that? When you set up the work and you set up the systems and you allow people to see, hey, this is just a copy and paste system, there isn't any fees, there isn't any additives, no, da-da-da-da-da, you can unlock behind-the-scenes stuff. And so, I'm excited. I'm so excited for March Money Madness next month, because I'm really going to show you guys the benefits and what we do and how we make our money, okay? Because I know a lot of you guys are probably like, oh, he just talks a lot and da-da-da. But this year, March Money Madness, I'm really going to show you guys the money, show you guys behind the scenes. You said make shareable. You're probably watching in the private Facebook group, but I am live simultaneously right now, so you can go on to Ken's Corner. Or you can find me on YouTube. I'm live on there. You can share the link from there, okay? I love you. I don't know who this is, but I love you guys. Thanks for your support. Thanks for tuning in. But yes, you guys, understanding there's levels to this, okay? So in the levels of this, you have to understand that when you get the logistics down pat, when you get the administrative works down pat, when you get those layers down pat, and then you start to build on that, like I said, people can copy, people can utilize what you're doing, okay? It's okay to be a copycat. You have to copy the right cat, all right? And still make it your thing. Make a twist to it. Like I said, is this your business or is it a hobby? How committed are you to seeing your business grow? How committed are you seeing to your business getting better? Okay, you should be investing in getting a phone service, a phone, whether it's Google Voice or whether you're setting up a toll-free number for your business, a 1-800 number. These things show that you're professional, show that you're serious. When you get a website, these things show people that you're professional, that you're serious. Okay, you guys, I paid maybe $280 or $300 something for the whole year, instead of paying $25 a month or something like that, where I'm going to pay more than that. Pay it up front. Be serious about your business. Like I said, when you have money that you've saved and that you continue to allow to stack up while you work or while you do other things, it will be so beneficial, because then you have such a force and an authority to really talk about what you're doing, okay? Because why? I have my website. I don't got paid for it till 2023, okay? I'm not worried about it. And I paid for it 2020 or 2021, something like that. I don't have to worry. And it releases the stress, okay? No more robbing Peter to pay Paul. No more stressing about where your next is going to come up. Create the systems. Create the necessary things to help you level up, help you grow, okay? Focus on the behind the scenes, all right? So this is talking about those levels, all right? Having this more of from a hobby and to a business. Because a hobby, I mean, you still have to have that passion, all right? Hear me out. You still have to have that love for it. You still have to want to enjoy it, okay? But what I'm saying is you have to be intentional about the growth of it, okay? If you want it to grow, if you want it to get better, be intentional, okay? And when you pay attention to the little details, people will see that, okay? And it's the little stuff that really creates that wow factor, okay? Especially in my lawn care, in my cleaning business. When we clean little stuff that other people wouldn't do, I mean, even hitting the baseboards, people are always like, oh my God, thank you so much, it looks so good in here. I'm like, child, thank you, but like, that was nothing, you know? But I love it, I enjoy it. So having it still, yes, as a hobby, but being serious and intentional about it being better, about it growing, about it leveling up, okay? Like I said, I have for health and wellness where we sell products, okay? I have clientele that call me monthly, weekly, okay? People who order on our website all the time. But I want a residual income. I want passive income. So what are we doing? We're opening up the gates. We're doing a webinar, network marketing webinar. Why? Because then this opens the gates. Then you have prospects. You have to understand the difference between prospects and clientele. Okay, there's some people that are going to be passing through. There's some people that are going to just, if you think about it, you might not have a brick and mortar store, you guys, but this is a digital store. This is digital real estate, okay, you guys? I need you to understand this, okay? Digital real estate means that when people are passing through, like they're walking down the street, they're passing through the internet, and they see your business, they see things that you're doing, what is sticking out to them? What is catching them? Or are you just doing pop-ups? Or are you just doing, like, if you're inconsistent, people won't be able to see you. You won't be around long enough for them to see you, okay? So who cares if people don't like it? They see it. Trust me. Please hear me, all right, you guys? That's why I don't get fazed so much about people not being immediately on live with me. There's times where I get a lot of people on live. If we're talking about something that's curate or that's really important, it's good, that's good. But there's oftentimes I come on live so much, I'm sure y'all are probably annoyed by it. However, the views say different. When y'all need stuff later on, it's there for you to look at it, okay? So set these things up, create the foundation, all right? Put in the work, stay consistent. This is the things that show that you're serious, okay? Like I said, get that toll-free number, get a PO box. I'm actually about to do a reel about that soon. So look out for that, you guys. And it's going to be giving you the links and the guidelines and the ways that you can register your business, that you can sign up for things, that you can apply for certain certificates and DBAs and insurance and all that, you guys, okay? Understand what type of business you want to be. Are you services? Are you hobbies? Are you services? Are you e-commerce? Are you financial service? Are you personal services? What are you? Are you technology? Are you engineering? What's your... Be more serious. Sit down. Be honest with yourself. And if you have people, your team, whatever, whomever, be honest and say, where are we? And what can we do to get better? So this year, like I said, I'm being more committed to being more serious about our business. We've already had certain things down packed, but now I'm paying more attention to the details. And as you get more people and more clientele, you'll be able to handle the ability and to the grace to handle those details, okay? So other people can handle the stuff that you need to. You delegate, like I said, lifts those weights, and then you can handle the details so things can be finished and be perfect. It's called that 10-80-10 rule. You put in the first 10%, you introduce, you invite, you do the recruiting at some ends, and the clients reaching out to clientele at some points. Then when you get the people and get the work and all of that, because you're the face of your business, you should be the one out there, right? So you're out there doing the work, then you turn around, you pass it to the team. You're the quarterback, then you throw the ball to your wide receivers or your operation managers or whomever, okay? You send it out, and then once you send it out, then you come back in, like I said, and you finish it out, okay, you guys? So 15 minutes, I ain't trying to be long. I pray you guys enjoyed this. If you haven't already, go ahead, like and subscribe. Share this with your family and friends, okay? But are you serious about your business? I really want to know. How committed are you? Do you want to pay more attention to your product detailing and your packaging and how things are presented? Because if you might have a good heart. Trust me, I've been there. done that. You have a good heart. You have good intentions. But if your stuff looks raggedy and ghetto, people don't want that. So you got to be more intentional about presenting yourself better. This year, I'm doing a webinar. I've done webinars before. And I'm be honest, they aren't, haven't always been the greatest. Because I was just trying to do things and just trying to have it out. But now I'm being intentional and being more into what my niche is and what I can do to help people. So many people ask me, how can I help? How can you do reels? How to do reels? So many people ask me, how can you do this on TikTok? How do you do that? Free webinar. And I present it in a way that it's appealing. We get registration coming in. I woke up the other day, Friday, I woke up. I didn't release to the public till today. But Friday, I woke up and everybody and their mama, it was a lot of people, were registering for the event. And I was just so happy. I'm about to try to see if I can show you guys the flyer. Like, I have my whole team working on this. We've been really committed to making sure that this is good. Working on automations. I have free books. I have a whole lot of exciting, fun stuff for this event, you guys. So I really pray that you can join this, okay? We did March Money Madness last year. So if you're in our private Facebook group, you can look in there. I think the doors are locked. Hey, calm. It's okay. It's not. Sorry. But yeah, you guys, listen.
Hey,
listen,
hush. Okay.
Hush. I'm on live. Facebook, you guys. Facebook. All right. Not Facebook. Lord have mercy. Free webinar. Okay. Join us. All right. March Money Madness. Last year, it was amazing. Okay. Last year, I had my cousin come on. He works in the financial services area, and he helped us with the foundations of money. I had talked about our investments with Daryl and Dwayne Mooney. I had talking from our leader, Boomi Moore, in my health and wellness business. So this year, we're taking it up to the next level. Like I said, I have a lot of people asking me about certain things, wanting to know certain stuff. So I'm excited to present this to you all. All right, you can register at kentreprisesllc.net/upcomingevents. Okay, you guys, so as you get this done, you will get a ticket and then you will get a follow-up email, okay? So be sure to look in your emails because I have a special treat for everyone who does register, okay? And I wanna make sure that you get what is due to you, all right? I'm here this year to help you guys, all right? This year, I'm committed to giving back. I don't care what anyone else has to say about it. I have a story and I want to share it with you. So I wanna help you reach people via Reels, TikToks, whatever it is. Look, I can get on the side. Yeah, but yes, join in, you guys. Tune in, please register kentreprisesllc.net. All right, you guys, I'm really excited. I can't wait. I'm really nervous about this only because, like, my team has been really committed and really pushing this, and I've been really pushing this. So it's like, this is coming together, this is getting good. And if you guys have been watching our YouTube, they've been with us since the beginning, like I said, since 2017. This is phenomenal to actually be able to present to you guys a webinar on marketing, network marketing, how to get yourself out there, how to grow your prospects, grow your business, grow your clientele. Because like I said, if you're serious about your business and you treat your business like a business, it will pay you like one, okay? So once again, I know I was supposed to get up out of here about 10, 15 minutes ago, but that's the preacher in me. I say I'm going to be 1 minute and then I go on. Love y'all. Register. Like, subscribe, share this with a family and a friend. If you know that you want to get more serious about your business, check out our website. I have a lot of things on there to help you all. My team is committed to really working to give you guys content and give you guys more of an impact. It's impact over income. Okay, you guys, love you. Take care. Like and subscribe.